Today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Kuf Hei, and we are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom on the fourth wide line. We will start with Amrina Harda, just one shita that I did not get a chance to mention yesterday, and that was the sugi of Asmachta came up again, Asmachta Lokanya. We discussed what the definition of that is. We discussed that sugi a number of times already back in the fourth and the fifth parak, where the Gemara brought it up. We had the important deyas in Tosfos, in the Samachs and in the Ayins, in terms of Biyado and not Biyado, which is better, which is worse. We discussed that on the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We had a long Tosfos related to that. But just one sheet that I don't even think we were mentioned then either, and that is the Mordechai. The Mordechai is an interesting sheet in Baba Kama in Simen Mem Zayin, where the Memvav, Os Memvav, where he quotes a Deya that Asmachta is only Lokanya Midrabanan. Midoraisa Asmachtis Kanya. How do you know that? Because there are exceptions to the rule. Very often, if you say if there are exceptions, it must be that this is a Darabanan, because if it was a Daraisa, there wouldn't be exceptions. That's what he says here. Umatsasi od v'shem, Rabbi Desan al Mishinon, da asmachta kanya legabe hektish v'tztaka. We know that's an exception to the rule. Asmachta l'tztaka is kanya. So why would it be kona if Midaraisa is not kona? Shari asmachta kona min haTorah, kida amar. How do you know? How do you know asmachta is kona min haTorah? Kida aminan. Minayin la'arev min haTorah, dechziv anochi erevenu v'hainu asmachta. He considers all arvus, somebody committing to something that he didn't contribute to. I'm going to pay if you can't pay, even though you didn't contribute. You didn't contribute to me at all. So that's like an asmachta. I'm not planning to pay for you, and yet I commit to it. So you see, under the Raisa level, asmachta is kanya. There's only midrabanan. It is not kone because of the, and you see that reflected by the fact that asmachta is kone. Let's talk. Rov Rishonim do not agree with that. They assume Asmachta is lo kanya. It's an umdana that even on a daraisa level, it wouldn't be kone in cases of Asmachta. There are derabanan cases of where the rabbanan created gezel midrabanan. Like examples of Masachi Bakubya and those types of things. You have to figure out what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, but that's an important sheet to know. Again, because you see an exception, so that reflects the rule. A similar discussion we have in the last parak of Maseches Yuma, where we know there are exceptions to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. A Kala and a Melech could wash themselves on Yom Kippur. So why should that be? So some Rishonim say that is a clear-cut Raya, that the other Inuyim, besides eating and drinking, are Darabanan, because after all, why would there being exceptions to the rule? While the Ron there says, if your member says, no, this is an example of Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, even if it's Da'oraisa, there could be exceptions even on a Da'oraisa level. So you find that in a number of places, but that's the Mordechai in Baba Kama, the discussion in Yuma, and now we'll continue. Good, fourth line. So now we get back a little bit to Sugyas of the fifth parak, Sugyas of Ezeo Neshech. Why is this here? Because it is a case where the same players that were involved in the previous Gemara are also involved here. So we'll see. It's Rava and other the other people that are involved giving their suggestions. Okay, let's get into it. We just had the comment of Rava on the previous Gemara of Asmachta, so now we continue. Amri Nahardoi. So Nahardoi says that the Rabbanan created a Din Rabbanan. Very often, investors couldn't travel, or they didn't want to travel, it was too risky, so they would give Shlichim money in order to invest. So the Rabbanan created an arrangement that would both be profitable for both. They would both be willing to do it, and it wouldn't be a problem of ribbis, right? So you need all of those factors to figure out what would be a case that would be acceptable l'maisa and acceptable halachically. So Amri Nahardoi, hi Iska, in the cases of Iska, where the investor gives the managing partner a certain amount of money to invest, and they will split the profits, the way the Rabbanan made it was palga milveh u palga pikadon. Half of it was a milveh, half of it was a pikadon. What does that mean? Milveh, you can do whatever you want with a milveh, but you need to pay me back. Period. No matter what happens, milva lahutsan, it's no, you could use it, and you could pay me. So let's say I give you 100, so then 50 of it, you need to pay me back. Meaning, you're chayiv an onsin, you're chayiv everything. You need to pay me back that principal. That's the milva. I, the investor, cannot lose on that 50, and that is why I'm going to be willing to do it, because I'm at least know I'm getting my 50 back. The Shittim Kubetzes here says, the roads were very dangerous. And very commonly, there were things that happened on the roads. And therefore, the investor would be nervous. If he knows he's at least getting 50% back, so then he'll be okay. So that's palga milva. And then there's palga pikadon. And then the other part is the pikadon, meaning there's a certain level of achrayas that the managing partner has, but it's not full like a milva, meaning if something happens beyond his control, if there's a loss, then he wouldn't. Then they would split the profits based on that extra half. If you look at the Rambam, the way the Rambam formulates this, in Hilchos Shluchim v'Shutfin, there is a side machlokas between him and the Ravid about a detail, but first let's read how the Rambam formulates this line. Tiknu chachamim. Vav beis in Hilchos Shluchim. The Chachamim were misaken. Shekol hanos ein maos lachavero lehisasek bahen. Whenever an investor gives money to their friend in order to be involved in it, yehei chatzi amavon b'tores halva'a. Half would be like a milve. V'harei amisasek chayev b'achriyuso afal pishavad ba'ones. No matter what happens, the chatzi ho'acher b'tores pikadon. And the other half is b'tores pikadon. V'harei hua b'achrayis b'alhamos. And it's in his achrayis, how much? Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, v'im avado nigna v'chetzi shel ha-pikadon, eina misasik chayav l'shalem. Meaning, shomer chinam. He's a shomer chinam on the other half. That's what it means here, chatzi pikadon. The Rambam says, he's a shomer chinam. Kneva aveda, he'll still be potter. The Ravid, amar Avram, v'lama lo yesho kishomer sachar l'pikadon. V'alo noto l'vschar kapal batel. He's getting some hana from it. So that's a side machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. On the chatzi pikadon of the investor, how much achrayas is he? Is he like a shomer chinam or is he like a shomer sachar? But this is nahar doi. So this is the takana derabanan that when there is an investment, it's split up as pal gamilva pal pikadon. Why the rabbanan do this? Continues the gemara. Ovid rabbanan milsa denicha leila love venicha leila malve. As we just explained, they had to come up with something that would be okay for a lova and a malva to both want to, be ready to do it, and therefore this would be the case. And again, the way I just quoted it outside, but the Shidun Kubetzes formulates this as follows: even though he's chayev b'gneiv aveda, right? He's taking the day of the like the ravid lefisha stam revach haschoros who beholachem imakom lamakom derech yam o yabasha. Most investments that you can make some money on, you have to go to another country to sell it where it's worth more. The ha'anasim shchichi b'chol yom b'drachim, and there's crazy things that happen on the way. Right, what we just have recently in the Parsha, right? Yaakov Avinu says, I'm worried that something's going to happen to Binyamin, baderech. And Rashi quotes, because bedrachim are becheskas besukanim. V'imayo yodeya malve, says the Shita. If the malve would know, shekol achrayis hadrachim alav. If the malve would know that if there's an one, something happens, then he's going to lose everything. Lohaya mamsi mos l'shem adam klal. He would never give people money to invest. He'd be too nervous. And then the people would never have, be able to have any money. V'im hayinu matzilim kol otzim ala love, and the same the other way. And if we would make the love be responsible for everything, kemo shahaya hadin, just like you would think that, he's guarding somebody else's money, kemo shahaya hadin muta alav, mishum oso kavit shenaaselo, because after all, the guy's giving him money, he's trusting him, so that's a good thing. But still, afilu hachiyim no markein, lo yehe adam sheyirtzal kabaliska, d'shchichi onsim, kid the precious, v'yafsid biyom echad, mashalo yuchal laharviach b'shana. Right, and he would just lose. And therefore, the Chachamim made this takana, says Rabbeinu Yehonasan, which is a little in the middle. It's enough that the investor, the one who had the money in the first place, he is guaranteed to get at least half his money back, and then the other half is going to, the profits would be a split. If you remember, we discussed back in the fifth parak that the managing partner is going to have to get a little extra, not just an equal part of the profits, because after all, then it would be ribbis. Because then he's guaranteed to give a principal back, and the rest of it is half and half, so he would have to get a little more. Maybe it's two-thirds to a third, maybe it's a little bit, and we had even little actions. He lets him dip his bread into his dip, right? All the different elements that might overcome the problem of ribbis. Let's continue. So, our Nahardoi says we have this arrangement. Hashta da Amrina, but our Nahardoi continues now. And this is the machlokas between Nahardoi and Rava, right? Rava just said before, asmach da lokanya. So this is also related to commitments that people have. That's why this Gemara is here. So, hashta da Amrina pal da milveh. So now that we've said that half of it is a milveh, iboi lemishte be shichra, shaper dami. The first half, let's say 50%, that the managing partner needs a payback no matter what happens. So says Meir Doi, he could use that for whatever he wants. After all, Milva Lohotzan did not. So he's given it, he has to pay it back. But you know what? Let's say he wants to use it for personal needs. He could also do that, because after all, it's his. And that's the principle of Milva Lohotzan Nitna, and there are no limits to what he can use it for. Right? He can use it to drink beer, literally, says Nahar Doi. Rava Amar, no. Rava says no. Lahachi Kari Leiska. This whole arrangement the Rabbanan made is called an iska, a business venture, to Amar Le. Because the investor could say, Ki Havina Lacha Liasuke Bey, Vlola Mishte Bishikra. I gave you this for our arrangement, to be involved in the investment. I didn't give you this stam as a loan, as to do whatever you want with. It's viewed as a loan by Chazal, but it doesn't mean that you can use it for whatever you want personally, so therefore, Rava says, there are limitations for what he's allowed to do. Bottom, Tosis, delolu mishte bishichra, shekshamutziya mafzida malve, shein karen shalo kayam ve'ein lo amal ismo. Right? It's not fair to the malve, /investor. So, machlokes, Nahar Doi, and Rava, within this din derabanan, how far do they go? Do you say that once you say that it's considered a milveh, then all halachas of milveh apply to it, and therefore he could use it for whatever he wants, or there are still limitations on his usage? First step. Amar Avidi Bar Avin. We continue now about this takana. Via mace, what if the managing partner, dies? So now what? How much could the investor collect from the children? Usually, we have a principle called Metalfli Diasmi Lo Mishtabdi Lebalchov, right? We can't. We just had that on the bottom of the previous Amud, the bottom Rashi. Kuf Dalad and Aleph quoted that in the context of a Mashkon. If you give back a Mashkon, is it still called Metalfilin, or is it connected to the Malveh? So here, says Rav Idi Bar Avin, if the Lovah dies, Nasu Metalfilin Esobanav. So then, even the Milveh part of it, it's tough luck on the investor. It's extra metalfilin, and therefore he cannot collect. Rava Amar Rava again argues and says, no, the Takana gave the investor stronger power. And again, we paskin like both Ravas, Lahachi Kari Leiska, Deimeis, Lo Yeasem Metalfilin Eitzel Banav. If he dies, it's not an extra metalfilin. Why? Rashi explains here. What's the whole svara, usually, that metalfilin diaspi is not mishabdi the balchov? Because when a person lends money, their das is on the karka. That's what they think, that it's always there. That's why it's called, right, dvarim sheyish b'hem achrayis. That's where there's so mech das on. That's usually. So here, because the Rabbanan said this and made it into a strong milveh, so the investor is so mech das even on that metalfilin. And that's why, even though usually metalti are not mishabdi, here it would be. Look at the fifth wide line in Rashi. Lachi kari leyiska shete kayemes tamiru misasekbo v'yismechu aleha ba'aleha shloti natin lotzah. Rava says it kind of works together based on what I just said originally. He can't use it to just drink beer. He can only use it for the project, and because of that, he's so mechdas that it's always going to be there. Via meislove yigve velote yasa metalfilin shalahen. Why? Here's Rashi. Dekiva de tzricha lios kayemes smichaso aleha kimekarkoi. He has smichas das. He relies on it in his mind as if it would be karka. Because it's not, as we usually say, well, if I lend you money, I know you could use your property, your metalfilin, for anything you want. So maybe you're going to sell it, maybe you're going to use it, maybe. So I'm not so mechnas. But here, I know, says Rava Lishitasi, that I have limitations. You have limitations on the money, what you're allowed to use it for, and therefore I have smichas das on it, and therefore it can even be collected from Yesomim. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Amarava. Rava now says what we just alluded to before, and that is to prevent, as Rashi explains here from based on the Gemara earlier, Daf Samaches, in order to prevent ribis, an added element of these arrangements were that the balabayas is makabel half of the hefsid on the extra. We know 50% is the milva, the 50% pikadon. He's makabel if there's a loss. He's makabel half of the hefsid, but he also only gets less than 50% of the revach. They have some type of arrangement of two-thirds, one-third, three-quarters, one-quarter, or he gives them some type of extra because he's doing the work. If he doesn't give him anything extra, then he is paying for the fact that he has the other person's money. But that is why the Gemara explained there, in this Ribbis Drabanan case, he has to have something extra. So the Gemara says, we're not going to go fully into the math that Rashi goes into here, but Rava says, based on, Rashi says, Eitzatova. Rava here is just giving advice. He's not giving a halachic parameters. Chada iska v'trei shtari pseida the malve. If there's an iska, let's say the investor is going to give 100. Is it good to split it up into two different deals, like 50 and 50, and then it'll be half will be 25 of each, and half will be 25 he'll have to pay back, and 25 will have to, you know, they'll split. So is it better to do it with two shtaris? If there's one iska, two shtaris, or two iskas, one shtar? So it says Rava, and Rashi explains the math. Well, one works out better for the malva, one works out better for the lova, if you add up the numbers, and therefore, you know what? Don't do either. Because you don't want people to win out or lose out. If it's one business deal, just do it with one shtar. If it's two business deals, it's two separate arrangements, then do it with two. Rava says, Chada iska betray shtar. If it's one iska and two different shtaris say to the malve, then the malve, the investor, is going to end up losing. So therefore, don't do that. Trey iski v'chad shtar. And if it's two different deals, he accepted. But you write it all on one shtar, say to the love, that's going to end up causing the love a loss. And therefore, Rava says, better not to. Look at the third skinny line in Rashi. The Eitza Tova, Kamashval and Rava. Rava is just giving good advice. The Bechad Iska Liftov Chad Shtara, Ubetre Iski Nichtov Beishtari. Viehe Hadavar Shakal. That everybody equally, there are risks involved in both, but again, you don't play games making one into two and two into one. Interesting that this is in Shas. Rava is giving financial advice. Is that what Gemara is about? Gemara is not just about halacha. And this is a beautiful example of it. A Gemara is not just about laws, it's about lives. It's about everything. The Gemara gives us weather patterns, right, at the beginning of Tainus. The Gemara gives us astrology and astronomy, and the Gemara gives us so many different insights. But that's the secret, one of the secrets of the Gemara, right, a little bit related to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes in Tosfos, one of the places in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chav Dalid, that's why it's called Talmud Bavli, from the word Balul, mixed up. Mixed up in a good way. There's so much inside Talmud Bavli. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Tibetalmud Shelanu Anu Potrin Atzmenu Vimash Amr Chachamim. Through our Gemara, if you learn Talmud Bavli, if you do Daf Yomi, then you pater what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, La'olam Yishalish Adam Shnosav. Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mishnah, Shlish B'shas. That's what it says. Afalpi, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. But it only means if we, like, learn Tanakh through the Gemara. If we never learn Tanakh, you can't just learn the Gemara. There are some things that the Gemara doesn't talk about. But even so, it means if the Gemara quotes a pasuk, and you remember that old story in your review, you know, the Rishonim knew Tanakh by heart. Right? But the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, in a sense, though, Talmud Bavli has to be the ikar part of one's learning because it has everything in it. The Tosfos does say then, Afalpi kin, but even so, Anukarim b'chol yom, still you want to have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara every day. So that is why in the morning, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is, based on this Tosfos, we say b'chol yom parshas hatamid, right? We should say vayidaber, the most important section in Karbanos, is that paragraph, Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, parshas hatamid, vishonim b'mishnah seizeo makoman, and we say the fifth paragraph of Zvachim, eizeo makoman, that is Yotzi Ar Mishnayis, V'garsin, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, V'shalosh Yisrael Midos. So interesting, Tosi uses different Lashonos. Karim, Shonim, and Garsim. Karim is for Torah Shebechsav, Shonim is for Mishnah, Torah Sheb'al Peh, and then for the Brisa, Rabbi Yishmael, which is a connection of Gemara, because it's a Brisa, so that he uses the Lashon of Garsin. Interesting, Diyukim, in the language of Tosfos, there in Sanhedrin. But that reflects that Torah has everything in it. It's Balul in everything. Everything is Torah. It reminds us also of the first Bar Tanura, first Rabbi Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos, where the Rabbi Bar Tanura asked the question, well-known thought, what is this Mishnah doing here? Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, Masar Li Yoshua, Mishul Zakenim, beautiful Mishnah, Shalshalas HaMasorah. But what is this Mishnah doing here, tucked away at the end of Seder Nezikin, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? Right, this Mishnah should be the beginning of Shas. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. Start with the same letter. Me'e Masai, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. Why doesn't Shas, why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Dafka put this here? So explains the Rav Bar Tanura. You don't need a Shalshalas HaMasorah Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, or at the beginning of Krisos, or at the beginning of Brachos, or Shabbos, or Erev, or Pesach, or Mishkalim. Of course that all comes from Har Sinai. What would you think? What, people made it up? Says the Rav Bar Tanura, but when it comes to Pirkei Avos, you could read Pirkei Avos, you could think it's an ethical work by the rabbis of a certain generation. This comes from Har Sinai. You have to smile when you meet your friend, right? You have to be a nice person. You have to, Ezeho Ashir, Ezeho Gibar. This is Torah. This is Har Sinai. The answer is yes. This is also Torah. Everything here is Torah. Dafka. Lafiha Hiskel Hatana. Oh, sorry. Lafi. Start from the beginning. Lafisha Mesechazu. Inam you said as Alpirish Mitzvah mi Mitzvah Satorah. Kishar Mesech Lashabah Mishnah. No, this isn't law. Elakula Musar Mumidos. Vechachmi Umos Gamkein. Chibru Svarim. Kavosha Badumi Libam. Bidarki Amusar. Every nation have their ethical writings. So therefore, you might think this was also written. Lafichach, his chalatana and mesechazu, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, to tell me that even these, lobadu, osam, chachmei, amishna, milibam, elahaf elu, nemru, misinai. This is also part of Shas, right? This is also in, our larger literature of, our halachic mesorah, and therefore, that's why that Mishnah is put there, dafka, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. But again, this is also reflected by the fact that here Rav is giving financial advice, right, Eitza Tova, even though we're a little now out of the world of halacha, of ribbis, and what people would be happy with. Vayit Rav Yama Rava. More discussions of Rava having to do with various financial arrangements. Vayama Rava. Haiman de Makabel Iskam and Chavre Upasid. We have this case. The investor got money, he invested part of it, and he suffered a loss. Without telling the managing partner was involved in it, and he suffered a loss. But he didn't tell the investor yet. What did he do? Tarach umalye v'lo ode. He's worked very hard to use the money that he had left, right, whatever it was, to work hard and make back and recoup the loss that he had lost. Without telling the investor. And then afterwards, at the end of the time period, he comes back and says, you know what? Really, I should get more because there was a loss, which you should have to bear some of it. But I worked very, very hard to balance out, and therefore there's no loss. So is he allowed to say that? Is he the managing partner, the one who's involved in it, said, I'm entitled to more because I worked very hard to cover the loss? No, he can't say that. Lo mati amarle, dori mehech psei debado. You know, carry some of the loss with me, please. You know, it's not fair that I work so hard. Mishum to amale, because the investor could say, lahachi tarach le miluse. Well, I know exactly why you work so hard. Kiechad lo likre lecha mapsidiski. Because you were working on your reputation. You didn't want people to call you somebody who's like, doesn't work well. So don't tell me that, oh, you did it for me. You did it for yourself. And we had an investment, and now we broke even? Okay. So give me palga milva and palga picado. See, so the investor has the upper hand. The Yama Rava, another detail. Hani Beitrei Lachav, Hani Beitrei. David Iski Ba'adi Adadi. There were two partners. Now there are three people involved. There's the investor and two people who get the money to be involved in it. So two people have it Ba'adi Adadi. The Ravach, and there's a prophet. The Omar Le Chan Lachavre. And one of the partners says to the other one. Rashi quotes, before the time is up. Before, they're supposed to have it for a month. So after 2 weeks, they make a profit, and one of them says to the other one, you know what? Tal liflag, I want out. Let's split it up. If the one who wants to remain says no, more money together, we have more of a chance of making a larger profit. So Dina hu demake, then he's allowed to be make, because this was their deal. The deal was they were going to take money from the third party to invest, and you can't back out in the middle. Right? It's not fair. E amarle havli palga derivche, if he says, okay, just give me half the profit. Amarle, just give me, you know, my half of the profit. Amarle, no. Rafcha lekarna mishtabed. The profit is meshubat to the keren. In other words, a larger pot is better for the investment. And also, we might add that if there is a loss in the future, the more money I have, the more chance is it for me to recoup my losses. So you can't take any money out of this. V'i amarle havli plag rivcho plaga karna. Okay, give me half the revach and half the principal. Totally, meaning I want to dissolve the partnership. Totally, I just want to back out. Again, we say Amarle iskat lahadadi meshubid. The profit is meshubid to the investment and even the karen, all the money. I'm sorry, you can't leave. The e Amarle niflo grifcha v'niflo karna. If he says, let's split it. The mati lachab seida darina bahadach. And if you suffer any loss in the future, I'll cover it. He takes that responsibility. So then he can also say Amarle lo mazlo de betray adif. Isn't the mazel of two people together better? Two people's mazel is better than one. And therefore, I'm sorry, but once you committed, you can't back out. Says the Chazon Ish, what's the chiddush of all of these lines? You might have thought only when there are two people involved. The investor and the managing partner, they're meshubit to each other. You know what this Gemara teaches us? These last statements of Rava? Even if there are three people involved, the two partners are also meshubit to each other. It's not just that they're meshubit to the one who gave them the money. They're meshubit to each other. And therefore, they have that responsibility, and then I'll let it back out. Baba Kama, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Hey, V'yish Makom Lomar, Shidish Tabdu, Rak Neged Bala Bayis, Avo Lo Zelazet, V'shaper Yochol Omer Nechalik, V'kol Echad, Me'itanu Ya'asok Palga, Kamash Malon, Shemishubadim Zelazet. They're Meshubit to each other, and that's why they can't back out. Actually, the last line says, there's more mazel when there are two people together. More mazel, says Tosfos. Mazla de Beit Shayadif, Bikulu Havimatsi Lamehmer Behuachi. He could have said this in all the steps, right? He only said this by the last one, where if the guy says, I'll cover your losses. So really, all of them, if I want my profit out, I want my principal out. So this could have been said by all of them. Ella Adadifa Minikam Aluhu. Yeah, earlier it was more of a financial reason. And this is more of an overarching metaphysical reason that, my mazel is stronger. Where do we see that the mazel of more than one person together? That's Koach HaTzibur in general. But if we mentioned a long time ago, there's a beautiful Maharal in the Chidushi Agados back in Maseches Sota on Daf Mem Vav, right, discussing Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse, and the Zakenim of the city. After the members of the Sanhedrin go out to measure which city is closest, so the Zakenim of that closest city go out and do the whole process, ceremony, they break the back of the neck of the cow, Yadeinu lo shafchu, and they say it wasn't our fault. And ask the Gemara, we really think that the greatest rabbis of the generation did it. So we say, no, they didn't allow the person to go out without any levaya, without the accompaniment. Say, that's all the mafarshim. Again, if I let somebody go out without accompaniment, I'm killing them. Right, I'm not giving them, the proper food and provisions, but can it be nechsha that I kill them? Says the Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadlus there, and the Nesiv HaShalom writes about this in Parshas Vayigash by Yosef and Yaakov. Says what's the message? Says the Maharal. I read the lashon. Va'amr Chazal, Haynu Shlo Patranua Belo Levaya. To Lachar Kasha, Madu in Patranua Belo Levaya is a nechshav shiadino lo shavchu as adam hazeh. Says the Maharal. Umevar Dehine. Now I'll read it. The Nesiv HaShalom is summarizing the Maharal. Yachid ein alav shmira. Rak mi shekush mekushar la rabim. Yesh alav shmira mikoach harabim. If I walk a person out of the house and out of the city, I'm giving him the koach of the protection of the rabbin. I'm making him nechshav tzibur, and therefore it is more protective. V'zeh inyan levaya sheham alavin oso megalim bazeh klape shmaya she'enenu yachin elohu mekusher lo'od yehudim shebazeh yesh lo as koach harabim umemela yesh alav es hashmira sheyesh aleihem. Unbelievable. And that is why, that is what the message was. Yaakov was melave Yosef, and this message, as long as there's a shmira, so then it would be the schus of the tzibur. So maybe this is similar to this idea here. The two people have more mazel in financial and protection. Right, that is all Rava's statements of these agreements. Vaitus, now we get back to the main issue of the parak, and that is issues of kablanis and sharecropping and tenant farming. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hamakabos of the Mechavero. If somebody's makabel sadeh from their friend, as we saw yesterday, remember, every Mishnah from here on in is going to be either about chakiras or about arisus, not about both. Rashi on every Mishnah says which one it's going to be about. And usually it's pretty clear from the content. We already mentioned that the Mishnah on the end of today's daf is a little difficult. The Rambam applies it to both. We mentioned that. But either way, most of them are one or the other. So here we go. Hamakabel sadeh mechavero, and this is going to be clear. This one is chakiras, meaning fixed amount. He's going to have to give a fixed amount at the end. And he decides, you know what? I don't want to weed. I'll plant stuff. But, you know, weeding, it's very difficult to get all the weeds out. I'm not going to weed. And the sharecropper says, look, what difference does it make to you? I owe you a certain fixed amount. So I'll give you that fixed amount so I don't weed your field. Okay. Well, it doesn't hurt you. He's not allowed to say that. We don't listen to him. Why? How long are you going to be a sharecropper for? For a year? 2 years? And then I'm going to get the field back. There's going to be plenty of weeds there. So, about the future. So what right now? I'm going to get back what we agreed to. But at the end, when you leave, there's going to be plenty of weeds. Not fair to me. And therefore, he's not allowed to say that. Gemara. What if he says, you know what? At the end of the year, I'm going to weed. I'm going to weed it. I'm going to plow to get all the weeds out. Karivna la. So Amalei, so the owner can still say, Nochiti ma'al yasabi'ina.
If there are weeds in the field, then there's a lower quality of the wheat. And I want a very good quality of the wheat in my field. So therefore, I don't care if you're going to do it afterwards, which would save me in the future, but I want right now. I want good quality. And if he says, well, wait, chakirus, you don't have to give a percentage of the produce. You don't have to give a fixed amount of the produce. You owe money. Value. So I'll take this inferior type and I'll go to this market and I'll buy you good quality. Once I'm getting wheat, I want my own. I want my own. Remember we had earlier back on Daf Lamed Ches. Rotsa Adam Bekav Shalom, Mitisha Kav and Shal Chavero. Right, that was the case where even if there was an Aveda that was getting ruined, right, maybe you're not allowed to touch it because it belonged, the person would rather have less of his own. So, chita da arai ba'ina. V'i amale manchishna lacha shir manteich. And if he says, okay, you know what? The section of the field that I'm going to give to you, I'll weed that area. I'll weed that area. So then that will be good quality. Amale, no. Kaminasvis shemra la arai. No, people are going to think my field is not weeded. And therefore I'm going to get a bad name in the industry. So, Lamaisa, you, the worker, the sharecropper, you have to weed. None of these excuses. Hatnan. So it says, but it says, so why did the Mishnah say, that the whole issue is for the following years? There's more basic things. Even this year, I don't want to get a bad name, I don't want bad quality. Why does the Mishnah say, oh, it's because of the future? Ella, you're right. Really, mishum de amarle, bizra de nafal nafal. Really, it's about what, malas lefanei asavim, you know what that means? It means that when there's weeds, even if you would take it out afterwards, no matter what you would do, there would be seeds from the weeds that would fall out, and therefore, it would not be good for my field. Right, it's all one taina. It's all one taina, like the Mishnah says. Right, look at Rashi, for a second. Rashi says, in the on the bizra nafal fourth white line, kol tainaso eina el shemalas asavim l'shana haba. That's the root. The root is for the future. V'tainaso la olam amedes. The chiyamalei karivna la'achar. Even if he says I'm going to plow afterwards, he says fine, you're going to be okay the shrashim. But still, there are going to be seeds that are going to be left there for the shana haba. Meaning, adding on to all of these things of I'm going to ruin my reputation and I want the good quality. You add on to the Mishnah that. And it's going to be bad for next year. So no matter what, you can't do that. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Hamakavas on the mechavera velo asta. Somebody right accepts share crops and velo asta, and it did not produce as was expected to produce. Just a little bit. And what's the taina? Rashi ubalo haaris limnoa milis asig baod shein baod kedei tercho. It only produced very little, so the aris wants out. I know I said I would share crop and I would commit for the whole year, but I want out. I'm not. I don't want to be forced to stay in this relationship. The Mefarshim discuss. He's not a poel that could be chozer b'chatzi yom. Right, he's more of a kablan. He has, it was like for a project for a certain amount of time, so he can't just back out. So what's the halacha? So im yish bakadei lahamid kri. If they produce zero, it produced zero mamish, okay, then you have to give it, you have to say, he's not producing, nothing's being produced, he can leave. But there's a minimum. If it produced enough to make a big pile, lahamid kri, then chayav l'tavava, then he can't leave. That's enough to be considered something, and therefore he has to continue working in the field. Amar Yehuda, my kids from a kri. Why is that a shear? A pile? What if it's a big field? Small field? It's all the same? A pile? So, Ella, im yesh ba kedei nefila. If you have enough, if it produces enough so that the seeds of that new produce would be enough to scatter around the field that would be able to produce for the next year, so that would be, the amount. So again, it depends on the size of the field. Tan Rabbanan. Hamakabas on the Mechaveir of Loasta, same idea. Imish Bakadilla Hamid Kri Chaivatababa. Why? Shikako Sivlo, because this is what the Aris says. Ana Okim, the Onir, the Ezra. Sounds like the Lamentes Malacha is coming up. I will stand up and plow it and plant it, Vezra, the Echzod, and that's Kotzer, cut it. The Emar, I'll do Ma'amer, I'll gather it in. The Adush, I'll do Disha, I'll thresh it. The Idri, that's Zore, winnowing. The Okim, Karya Kadamach. This is what they used to write, like we learned yesterday about Darshina Lash and Hedyot. This is what they used to write, and I will make a big pile in front of you. V'tesi at v'tito palga. Then you'll take part. V'yana ba'amaliu u'benafkus yadi palga. And I, based on all of my tircha, I'll also take part. So you use the Lashon in the commitment of a pile. That's why the Tanakhama says that's what it goes by. V'kama k'dei l'hamid bakri, how much is that? Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina, k'dei shetamod bo harachas. Enough, a big pile that you can stick the pitchfork in there, and it can stay there, like the big rake that they use. So, how big is that? Ibayaluhu. Rachas hayote mehaigisa, lahaigisa mai. What if you stick it in, but it's still visible? From the both sides, right? You can see it from one side to the other side. So is that a big enough pile? So Tashma, Am Rabbi Yevo, Ledidi Mifreshali Minei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Shein Koni Shelo Ro Pnei Achama. No, if the scoop part of the shovel, of the pitchfork, where it picks stuff up, if that cannot be seen, that's good enough. That's good enough. That's what you need. Itmar Levi Amar Shalosh Sein Debirabiane Amri Satayim. Right? Machlokas. Amar Reish Lakish Satayim Shamru Chutzmin Haotza. And Reish Lakish is that the two Satayim of the pile, that's besides all the expenses, there has to be two after all the expenses are taken off. Period. End of that section. Next. Tnan Hasam. Says the Mishnah in Uksin. So now we are about to talk about similar ideas of measurements of sasayim. So Baruch Hashem, right now we have a Mishnah in Uksin, then we have a Mishnah in Zavin, and then we have a Mishnah in Ahalos. So we get to learn three Masechtas right now that have no Gemara on it, so we always have to make sure that we jump in very, very strongly. So, Tanan Hasam. So the Mishnah says in the last Masechta in Shas B'Shayis in Uksin, Pritze, in the last Perek, I think, three Prakim, Perek Gimel, Pritze Zesim Va'anavim. What does that mean? Pritzei zesim anavim. So Rashi says it means olives and grapes that will never ripen. So they're bad. They're not. They're inferior. So says the Mishnah. Beishamai metamin ubeisilel metarin. Beishamai says they're still tummy, even though they're very inferior and they will only produce very little oil or wine. Still, they're considered ochel and they are mekabel tuma. But beisilel metarin. Beisilel says no. They're basically inedible, and therefore they're not makabel tuma. My pritzei zesim, where does the lashon come from? Amar afuna rishei zesim. It's like the wicked ones. Meaning they don't have any use. They don't have any use, and therefore they're called rishei zesim. Amar Rav Yosef my kra, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, uvenei, first in Daniel, uvenei paritzei amcha yinasu lahamid chazo medech shalom. They'll be lifted up and they'll fall. Meaning these, they don't have any, worth. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar mehacha v'holed ben paritz shofech dam. V'kama paritzei zesim, how much? What's the shear? Right, that's the connection to the previous Gemara. What's the shear of the pile? What's the shear of the zesim? Rav Lazar omar abras kavin l'kora. If it produces four kav, every time you put the board on, the board of the wine press, or the olive press, and only four kav come out, up until that point, that's pritzei. More than that, that wouldn't be pritzei. Tvir Yani Amar, Satayim Lakora. Even 12 kav, right, which is double. Velo pligi, haba'asra, dema'ili, kura ba'olola, haba'asra, dema'ili, tlasa, kura ba'olola. It just depends how much you put in on the korah at once, right? They're not arguing. If you put in more on, in the korah, in the press, so then you'd have a little more flexibility to be considered pritzim. And if not, not. If you look in the Rishonim here, in the Me'iri, the Rabban, they quote another day of what pritzim are, from Rav Haigon. Not that they never become ripe, but after most of the oil and wine have come out of it already. And now you have a little, some of the dregs left. Some of the dregs with the peels, there's a little bit left. That's pritzi. That's the pritzi. That's also, that's somewhat of a bigger chiddush. Because it was ochel, and now it's no longer a shem ochel, according to Beis Hillel. According to Rashi's pshat, it never got a shem ochel. It's never going to become ripe. But according to Rav Haigon, quoted here in the Rishonim, it's a bigger chiddush because it had a shem ochel and now it doesn't. The agadic portion of today, actually it wasn't so agadic, we had some other ideas before, but there is a Ben Yoyada here. He says, why are they called Rishei Zesim, not Pritzei Zesim? Okay. The nearly Bisyata the Shmaya. We'll say it, and then everybody could take from it what they would like. The nearly Bisyata the Shmaya remes lefi darko. Why are they called, if they're not royal achila, why are they called wicked? Sheyesh Rishaim Misgalgalim Beperos. We thought of Gilgal, some Rishonim believe in Gilgal Neshamas. So we always thought Gilgal Neshamas means like Neshama into a Neshama. But he says now, sometimes there's Gilgal Neshamas in inanimate objects. Sheyesh Rishaim Misgalgalim Beperos, v'heim niskanin al yedei achila bibrachos shel achila, and they could be uplifted through the bracha on the food. Ach elu she'ein ne'achalin nisharim birishasam osam nefashos hamugolgalim bahem. Kivan te'ei nechalim eich niskanin va'olin. V'laka kari bahu prisei zesim. They're never eaten, right? And then they'll be stuck forever. Just like certain Rishayim in the Gilgulim would be stuck forever. Okay, that's the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai. Our dose of Gilgul for today's daf. Okay, Vaitis, that's the Mishnah in Uksin. Tan Rabbana, now let's get to the Mishnah in Zavim. Alu be'ilan shekocho ra. If somebody goes on a tree, we know a Zav is one of the Avos HaTumah, one of the more Chomer Avos HaTumahs, right? It's Batami Mishkav and Moshav also. As we discussed, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. So Alu be'ilan, if a Zav and someone else, Zav and a Tar, go on a tree, shekocho ra, it's not such a strong tree. So basically, when one of them moves, the other one feels it. And it's affected. Ubisocha shekocho ra, or even a branch that's weak. Tame, the tar person is tame. Why? Rashi says here, because it's considered that they leaned on each other. And that is a way that a zav is metame. If he's nishan, either if he leans or he is leaned upon. Either way, they both are makabel tumah. When the Rambam quotes this, he quotes this as heset. It's considered a movement. If we are on a weak tree, and then you move, it's not leaning, but it's moving. Either way, that's the halacha. So, hechi dami ilan shekocho ra, what's the shear of a weak tree? Ami debei Rav Yanai, kol she'ein v'ikaro lachuk rova. If you can't chisel out of the main part of the tree, a quarter of a kav. It's not big enough, the main trunk. Hechi dami socha shekocho ra, what about a weak branch? Amar eish lakish, kol she'nechbeis v'chezyona. Right, what does it mean, a weak branch? If you can be nechbeis, you could ha, if you could take the branch and you could grab it and you won't see the branch. Your hand will totally cover it. It's so skinny. That's considered a weak type of branch. Anything bigger than that would be stronger. So again, that is a shear. And again, all of these also are the Bay Rav Yanai is giving a shear, and that's why also this is quoted here. The fascinating Ha'ara of the Zayin LaTorah of Rav Saratskin on the Pasuk introducing Ziva in the Torah. If you look in Parshas Mitzora, the Pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron lemar. Perek Tezva Pasuk Aleph in Mitzora. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Dabru al b'nei Yisrael v'amartem aleihem. Ish ish ki yezav v'yipsaro v'chulu continuing. So he points out, Lo matzino lashon zeh b'Torah. Vaydar Hashem Moshe Limar, va'amartem aleihem. A repeat, say it to them. What is those two extra words adding? Instead of saying lemar, you say va'amartem aleihem, tell them. So it says lazayin la'Torah, very sharp. Letzavos al Moshe v'Aaron, sheshneim lo yimnu milomar lebnei Yisrael, dine tumas zav v'zava v'nida, ulaziros amal zeh. Don't be embarrassed from talking about ziva and nida, and these other types of tumas. And don't think to those people who say, is this really appropriate for this, for a public forum? Again, you have to know who you're talking to, if you're talking to little children. But in a Torah halachic setting, so those people who say, no, it's not appropriate. It's not really okay to talk about these things. Shedvarim ke'ela odos evari hamin shel ha'ish v'ha'isha ma'orin is a taiva. V'zeh negarat tzniyus v'amusur. V'en l'dabar mizeh barabim. Don't talk about it, says Azayim LaTorah. Those same people who say that sometimes. And what do they go watch at home? And what do they read about and talk about? All of a sudden, it comes to Torah. Oh, you can't talk about these things here. Oh, it's inappropriate. But what about the rest of their lives? Rachman al Islan. Chalilo lam lahatos lasnam ladibri shachats ke'ela tira. Sheim vakrim b'ti artaos. Theaters. Ubate sha'ashuim. Movies, we would say. V'shomim sham nivol peh miprutzim uprutzos. V'nanim mehem malocha fnayim. Nachas v'tschok hamargala avera. Ela shebeves ha'medra sheim ishafkim lesnuim. Very sorry. He says we have to be consistent. Right? And therefore, everything is Torah. Everything in Torah is Torah, and everything is Kadosh, right? That's why the Rambam says Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh, because everything in it is inherently Kadosh. But that's the extra of Amartem Aleihem. Don't be bashful. If this is something to talk about in an appropriate way, obviously, in a Kadosh way, then one has to make sure, and we have to make sure that we're consistent in our lives in that way. Okay. Vayter. Tzadan Hasam. Next Mishnah, the Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos. Says the Mishnah, Hamahalech beBeis HaPras. Beis HaPras, we know, is a Tumah D'Rabbanan. It's a field that there was a grave that was in it that was plowed over, and you don't know if there's a piece of the bone that's the size of a barley seed that's somewhere in the uh, in the uh, in the grave, and I would touch it. So you don't know what if this grave is tamei or not. There's a suffix. So the rabbanon were gozer on it tamei midrabbanon. So I'm halach by beis apras al gabi avanim. She yochol lahasit. If I'm walking in the beis apras, but I make sure to step on stones, on rocks as I go through the beis apras, but they move. She yochol lahasit. So if they move, then I might have touched the bone, the stone that I went on, I might have moved the bone, if there was a bone in there, and then I move the bone, that's Tumas Hesed. Al ha'adam ala behema shekochan ra. Or let's say an animal or a person is carrying me, but they're very weak. They're very weak. And because they're very weak, so we step on the rocks, and, you know, it's considered as if I move the rock also. Because the person under me is not so strong. Then I am tamei on top. Hechidami adam shekocha ra. So again, what does it mean a weak person? Amri shlokish kosher rochvo ba'ar kabosav nokshos. If when the person's holding me, his knees are like knocking together because it's so weak. Hechidami behemish shekocha ra. What is considered a weak animal? Amri debir rabbiyanai kosher rochvo matila galalim. If my being on top of him makes him go to the bathroom, relieve himself, that's considered a weak animal. So again, all of these have the Bei Rav Yanai in them, and that's why it's all quoted here. Tosfos discusses here, amongst other Rishonim, what do you need the fact that, oh, if I'm on a weak person, so it's as if I kicked the rock which kicked the bone. If the bottom person's Tamei, then I'm Tamei. What do I need to be part of the one that kicks? The Tosfos says maybe he's talking about a non-Jew on the bottom, maybe the person on the bottom is wearing a lot of clothing, Harbi Begadim, so it's not Tumah Bechiburin. Right? The Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss that issue here. Viter. Amri de Be'er Yanai, getting back to Arachayim. Litfila u Litfilin, Dalet Kavim. For davening and for tfilin, four kav. Four kav what? What are we talking about? So Litfila Mahi, what does that mean for davening? Titanya. Hanose, Masui al Ktefo, Vihigiaz Mantfila. If I have a big load on my back and it comes time to daven, Pachas Bilad Kavin, Mashin Lachorvo Mispalel. Am I allowed to daven Shmonesu with a knapsack on? Let's say I'm in a public place, I'm nervous to put the knapsack down. So, says the Brisa, if the knapsack weighs less than 4 kav, then we don't assume it's going to distract you, just put it on your back and daven. Arba kavin, maniach agabi kagum ispala. But if it's 4 kav, it's too heavy, we assume that's going to prevent you from having concentration, and therefore you have to put it down. Interesting. I mean, it's obvious, but just to make the ha'ara, just reading last week, the Torah Tamima, in his commentary on Siddur, Baruch Sha'amar, he writes, Shmona Esrei, what we call Shmona Esrei, really, we shouldn't call Shmona Esrei. As we know, we should call it Tfila or Amida. Right? We call it Shmona Esrei because what it used to be, 18 brachas. Okay, but now it's 19. So that wouldn't be so bad, he says. But we call Shabbos, Mincha Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. Shmona Esrei, it's 7. And we call everything Shmona, Meir of Shmona Esrei on Shabbos and Shachris. He says it's inappropriate. We should call it Amida or Tfila. It's just a labeling. Oh, you might say, oh, well, at root, the Gemara Bracha says we should say the whole Shmona Esrei on Shabbos anyway, but we don't because if you're going to Sibura, okay, but still, he likes to call it Tefila or Amida. So fine, that's Tefila. Letfilin Mahi, what's the shear by Tefila Titania? Hayanosi Masuya Roshav, Etzilin Baroshav. A person has a load on his head. He has a big load on his head. And he has Tefillin on his head also. Imhayu Tefillin Rotetzos. If the Tefillin are being crushed by the load, oh, sir, then you got to take it off. Not covered at tefillin. V'imla mutter. But if it's just a little load, right, then it's okay. Be'ezo masui amru. So which type of masui did we say this about? But masui shalar bas kavin. Right, that's when it needs to be taken off. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the idea, how long you're supposed to wear tefillin for every day. The Bach, as we know, the days of old, they used to wear tefillin all day. The Bach quotes two Gemaras in Shas that prove to us that they used to wear tefillin all day. This is one of them. What are they carrying loads with tefillin on? It must be that they were wearing tefillin all day. The Bach in Simen Lamed Zayin quotes two Gemaras. He quotes the Gemara in Brachis Chav Gimel, where a person has to go eat. What should he do with his tefillin? And this Gemara, he's carrying a load. What is he carrying a load for with his tefillin on? Haraya, that they wore tefillin all day. Bizman HaZeh, we don't, right? We don't have Gufnaki or the other reasons we can't focus on it. But Lamaisa, we don't wear tefillin all day. The Prima Gadim has a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim. You know, is that a Din D'Oraisa? Is that a Din D'Rabbanan? Either way, Lamaisa, we don't wear tefillin all day anymore because that's what Chazal told us to do. Viter. Tani Rabbi Chia, Hamotzi Zevel al Rosho, Vitfilin Barosho. If somebody has a disgusting bag on his head, Zevel, garbage, Vitfilin Barosho, Harizel Yisakim Litsadin, right, you should not just move it to the side, Velo Yikshirin Bemasnav, or tie it to your hips, Vinishu Noeg Bahai Meneg Mizayan. You can't just move the tefillin to the side of your head, or to tie it on your waist. So what should you do if you have no hands? Avo Koshim al Zro Bemakam Atfilin. Fascinating. Put your tefillin shal rosh right next to your tefillin shal yad on your arm. Right? Just put it there for safekeeping for now. Mishum de Beishela Amru, Afilo Mitpachas Shalahen Asolaniach Ala Rosh, Sheishpo Tfilin. Even what you used to wrap the tefillin in, you should not put on the head when you're wearing tefillin. Right? You're not supposed to have anything on the head, when one is wearing tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, obviously, this, doesn't include a hat or a yarmulke or something like that. That would be okay. The Shulchan Aruch says that clearly in Siman Mem Aleph. He says, Anosei Masui Al Rosho, Choleitz Tefillin Shal Rosh Achi Asir Masui, Afilo Mitpachto Asur Laniach, Aval Dover Shedarko Litein Barosho, Kon Kofa Umitznefes Mutter, the Talis. Right, a hat, that would be okay on the hat. But it shouldn't be too heavy though, says the Yarama. The Kama, Amar Abaya, Afilu Riva de Riva de Papadisa, even a tiny little amount shouldn't be on the head with my tefillin. One more minute. Amar Rav Yehuda, my kitzva, remember the, Rav Yehuda argued. What, how much could he, the minimum, the sharecropper wants out. So if he, though, the minimum amount according to the Tanakhama is a pile. Amar Rav Yehuda, my kitzva bekri, alam yishbo kadein afila. Bekama kadein afila, Rabbi Yochanan, arba soin lakur, four sa to every kur, Rabbi Ami delay, Amar Shmona soin lakur. Okay, different, shitas. Amar lehu sabal, Rav Chama, bray de rabba barabua. Asma lecha bishnei, the Rabbi Yochanan habishmeina ara. In the years of Rabbi Yochanan, the land was fertile. B'shtei Rabbi Ami habichisha ara. It wasn't. It was lean, and therefore they don't really argue. Period. Tzan Hassam. I guess we'll stop by Tzan Hassam because there's Matnas Aniyim that we're going to want to talk about. So we'll stop by Tzan. But we'll pick up with that on tomorrow's Adaf. And again, just to schedule a note, later in the week, I'm not sure exactly which days I'm going to be putting up from the last cycle because we're going in for those the listeners. They'll be at the OU Shiurim on Sunday. But I hope to see everyone there. And so I'm not sure exactly sure which day I'm going to stop this week. But either way, we'll tomorrow, Hashem, will be the daf, and then we'll see you after that.